currently experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
TOTC Limited is a fictional organization that exists to retroactively destroy your childhood. By listening to this disclaimer, you hereby waive your right to sue TOTC Limited in the event that your childhood is irreparably damaged. You also waive your right to party, as if you're partying, you aren't buying our shit. Mr. Piper and Mr. Little's views in no way reflect the views of TOTC Limited. They believe that children are the future. TOTC Limited could care less about the children. As long as they have easy access to their parents' credit card, they're valuable. Buckle up, and let's make some fucking money!
Some crust from a sandwich, an old yogurt pot, cigarettes that'll kill me, my scalp itches. I'll be your money man, 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 I'll be your money man.
Hello and welcome to Sick of the Children. It's a show where we routinely ruin your childhoods by delving deep into your subconscious, taking the memories, feeding them to terrible, terrible metaphors for various people, and then kicking H.P. Lovecraft's Arisen body in a dick because he's an asshole. My name is Jay Little.
And my name is Owen Piper. That's the intro we're using. Let's go with it. Okay. Let's go. I couldn't think of anything better, so we'll go with that. Hello. Welcome to our show. Jay,
welcome to our show. Fuck Lovecraft's allegories to race. What a cunt!
We do not like Mr. H.P. Lovecraft here. Jay, how are you doing, my friend?
It's good
to hear your voice.
I'm doing well.
That's excellent. It's
so warm. The world is dying.
It is unseasonably warm. I say it's August. It's pretty fucking warm. It's warm at the moment. I'm in a very small room with a very big box that outputs quite a lot of heat in it. I'm very hot. So if I get the heat sweats during this episode, you'll be the first to know, listeners, because you'll be able to hear it as I move my arms.
In a room that either retains all the heat in the universe or retains none of it. And at the moment, it's retaining a fair amount because it sucks. Because houses built in the 40s do not have insulation that works like it should.
Like, I could turn on fans, but like if I do that, like I'll do it now. You'll
hear like window, but there's a seagull orgy outside right now.
Yeah, and like you'll hear that throughout the entire podcast, which is just not good audio. So like, you know, Fuck it, we'll just leave the fans off, and I'll just sweat myself to death. How are you doing anyway, Jay? It's been time.
Yeah, it's been a long time. I've been decent. I've just been kind of hanging out. I had a wedding last week. This week.
Not your wedding.
Great. Not my wedding, no.
No. In case the listeners were interested in your marriage, in your recent nuptials.
It was my friend's wedding, and she graduated last year.
Oh, yeah. So, you told me about this.
So we went to Dorset, which was an eight-hour journey.
Oof. Rip.
Well, half of it was on a train. The rest of it was in a car, which was fucking hot.
Yeah.
We didn't even get McDonald's like we were promised.
Fucking
and
Jesus.
Then, fucking Christ. And then we got there. We were like, we'll go for one drink. And then we were out till like midnight. We went to a bunch of bars. Also, I have to talk about this because this is actually fantastic. We were walking to a bar, which I had found.
And then the barman said, why have a long face? But I'm just...
No, I... This is part of a larger, less funny story.
Okay, but can you be concise and make it funny?
Yeah, we walked to the bar and then we saw this sign for the ducking stool. And I was like, okay, when we're drunk, we're going to check that out because that's going to be hilarious.
Yeah.
So when we were drunk, we went to check it out, couldn't find it. And on the way, I Googled it, like, where's the ducking stool? Turns out a ducking stool is basically a device where they literally just duck people in the water for punishments for various things. Except its real name is the cucking stool.
Oh, no.
And I was dead. And then on the night of the wedding, it was midnight. I was so tired. Very drunk, my feet were sore, and then my girlfriend was like, oh yeah, we found the cucking stool, and I was like, we're going now, and we went, and there's a picture of me hugging the cucking stool and nearly crying. I was so happy. It looked like a catapult, but I hugged the cucking stool.
The cucking stool.
While my friend grinded on me from behind. It was great.
So Jay got cucked in Dover, or Devon, or whatever it is. I don't fucking know. What the fuck was that noise you just made?
I don't know. That's my sonic dying noise. Roll!
That's no good. Fucking hell. So should we do the podcast, shall we?
That's the cucking stool.
Starting strong after the break. Look, love it.
I visited that with Shadow and Amy, and that was no good.
No good. Stupid joke. Sonic enjoys getting cucked. You heard it here first. I'm going to quickly tweet at Sonic Hedgehog. Do you enjoy getting cucked? Just real quick, we're getting the blockening done good and early this week. Where the fuck is it? Hey, at Sonic. Do you enjoy
cucking?
Being cucked.
I feel like Sonic cucks because he's so quick, no one would even know.
XOXO. And
like he meets up with like this guy's wife, he's like, are you ready? She's like, yeah, let's do this, and he's like done in 20 seconds and he leaves, and she's like, wow, didn't even know. And
yeah, Sonic, like, Sonic always comes first for sure.
Yeah. Husband's in the corner like, what the fuck just happened? Like, what?
What, nanny?
All I saw was a blue blur that was gone. The shit.
Oh, fucking hell. Right, so let's do the podcast. Before we continue, I just want to apologize for not having an episode in like a month. I was going through some very bad times there for a while, but now we're back, and that's what's important. So here we are, ready to do the thing once again. Jay, you are the filthy money, filthy nasty, dirty, fucking grimy money boy for Think of the Children.
Sure.
And I want to know from you, yeah, sir, how our last product did, the Poly Planet Experiment starring Michael Cera. So how did that? How was that? How did that do? Did that make us all the money in the world? I fucking hope so, because we need some. Like,
say that again, but slower.
The Poly Planet Experiment, brackets, starring Michael Cera, close brackets.
Okay, I don't know the context of it.
Neither do I, so good luck.
But there was a massive spike in our cash flow, which was great, because we didn't do it for ages. We couldn't pay the rent on our Alps base. So we've had to downgrade. So now we're just in Mount Everest.
How's that downgrade? I'd call that an upgrade.
Because before we had an entire mountain range, and now we've just got one mountain with a bunch of dead people on it.
Yeah, but it is the mountain. Like, of all the mountains, it's the big one. It's the biggest mountain.
I don't know. I'd rather have multiple mountains than one mountain.
I don't know. This mountain is pretty sick. There's
well, listen, we'll solve this in a trial by combat later.
No.
In a fight to the bloody death.
No, we'll just move back in to the Alps base. Like, once
it's too late. I already hired the Renaissance Fair props, so we have to do it.
Oh, now we have... All right, so...
There's a bunch of weird people dressed as Knights and Jesters in the boardroom. Like, we've got to do it now.
All right, so by the end of the episode...
Otherwise, it's just going to smell and there's no point to it.
Yeah, yeah. So by the end of the episode, either Jay or myself will be dead. But until such a time... Let's do the podcast. In case you don't know what we do here, this is your first time here maybe, we here at Think of the Children, we take the things you remember from childhood and we pervert them into something profane and then present their bodies for all the world to see in some vain attempt to capitalize on your nostalgia. Jay, do you have anything that you want to discuss this week?
Oh, I swallowed too much water, that really hurt. Oh!
Fucking asshole.
God, that's so painful.
You good?
That really hurt.
Yeah, it's going to hurt. Sorry, bud.
I also just remembered a terrible joke I told Hannah before we came up.
Okay, cool. That's great. Is it even remotely related to what we're talking about now?
What if the womb was called the baby pocket?
Fucking hell. Right, come on, focus.
And what if you said, I'm going to finger your pussy, you said, I'm going to feel around inside your baby pocket?
Focus! We need to do the show! Come on, man!
Okay, all right. Viva Pinata, the video game series.
Viva Pinata, the popular video games from Rareware, where it's like...
Was it?
Yeah, Rare made them. Yeah. I think. Almost certain that Rare made Viva Pinata.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Grant Kirkhope composed it, obviously, because he works for Rare. I don't know what that...
If you listen to the soundtrack of Viva Pinata, you can hear that filthy old creep's paws all over it. So Viva
Is
Pinata...
Is he a filthy old creep?
No, he's not. No, he's not. He's a cool dude.
I was going to say...
Viva Pinata, then, is a video game in which you are a man or woman, gender indeterminate, and you have a farm full of sentient pinatas that you have to raise, and they poop out candies, and you sell the candies for more stuff. And it's a really fun game. It's so fun and colourful and nice, and I love it. It's Viva Pinata. you raise piñatas, sentient the living piñatas.
I looked up Wikipedia just to be sure if, like, I was talking about the right thing. And the first line that I, like, read, I flicked through it, like, oh, it's a game by Rare, Grand Co, whatever. The first line I read probably was, piñatas die when they are broken open, either from other piñatas' predaciousness, the hit of the player, or Professor Pester's shovel, or following an extended illness. Okay. Sure. Oh, and they forfeit their equipped accessories or whatever, you know. Christ. Cool.
It's basically, it's like a gardening game. You, like, make a nice garden and some nice piñatas live in it also. It's just, it's a fun, it's just fun. It's just really good.
It was pretty fun. I played, like, one of them, I think. Because there's multiple, isn't there? There's a series.
There's two. There's the Viva Piñata and Viva Piñata Trouble in Paradise. And then there was a party game called Party Animals. And then there was a really shit DS one that was bad.
That answers that question.
There we go. That was the series.
I think I played Trouble in Paradise. I know what the fuck's going on.
Short-lived TV series as well.
There's a... What?
By 4Kids. Yeah. Dan Green.
Oh, God, 4Kids.
Yeah, Dan Green voiced the big horse one. It's really weird because, like, he's like, I am Hudson Horstachio, and I play Pot of Greed, which lets me draw two cards. It sounds a lot like Yami from Yu-Gi-Oh!, which is amazing. It's like he didn't even change the voice at all.
Don't even know who Yami is.
Oh, it's the Yugi boy, but the big one. The tall Yugi.
Oh.
Tall Yugi.
I always just called him Yu-Gi-Oh. Because I didn't really watch it that much, so I thought he was Yu-Gi-Oh.
I am right. I cannot explain to you the kind of rage that I'm currently filled with.
I thought he was Yugi, and then when he got big, they were like, Yugi, oh, okay. He's big now.
Okay. Okay, it's fine. It's fine. Okay. He doesn't know. It's fine. It's fine. Anyway, so let's Viva Piñata. How can we ruin Viva Piñata? It's a fun gardening game where you raise piñatas.
I don't know. There's the easy way. We would just make it so it's real animals. So when you, like, break them open to get candy, it's just intestines. But that sounds really horrible. I don't want to talk about that.
Not crazy about that. I don't really want to, like, make animal abuse like a video game.
I do weirdly kind of actually genuinely like the concept of a Viva Piñata Battle Royale. That does sound quite funny. But they're just using piñata weapons.
The thing is, right, that's not actually outside the realm of possibility for, like, E3 2020. Like, I could see that coming to the world
somehow.
There's a
Battle Royale of everything now.
Like, it could be amazing. So what, you pick your piñata and then you go out and you fight. You have to beat all the other piñatas up with guns. Or not guns, or like bats or whatever. I'm going to go with guns. And you hit them with it. You hit them with stick or gun. And you collect their candy, eat it, and become bigger and more powerful.
And then you're Viva Piñata O.
Don't get too upset. Don't get too upset because it's fine. It's gonna be fine. Just get through the podcast. You've only got to sit with this for another hour. So yeah, then you get the candies and you beat them up and you do it and it's good. Here's the thing. I kind of want to replace candies with like razor blade. Like one of the candies in each piñata is a razor blade.
Yeah.
For the children. So it's like yes, there's candy inside these big piñata men, but also danger.
That's life, kids. Sometimes life, kids. People have candy inside them. Sometimes they have razor blades.
As we know, the two things that people have inside them are candy. If it's me, it's candy because I'm very fat. But like the two things that most kids have inside them are candy and razor blades.
Yeah.
There's a weird metaphor there about like goodness and like kindness and like, you know, sin.
Yeah.
Just like some people have candy inside their hearts. Some people have bleach.
Like, in ancient Eastern philosophy, we have the concept of yin and yang. The yin is candy. The yang is razor blades.
Other way around, but okay.
Okay, whatever. Okay. Well, depending on your outlook on life, it could be either way. If you're like allergic to sugar, but have the ability to digest metal, it's great.
You know? Fucking hell.
I don't know.
Can we spin Viva Piñata into like a big multimedia franchise? Can we get like toys and can we get like, you know, shots named after the piñatas and can we get like, I don't know, or like,
I mean,
know,
they name a shot after everything.
Yeah. Like, so, you know, we can have the horstachio, which is like, you know, a nut, a pistachio in.
Listen, guys, porn stars get a martini. Why can't piñatas get a strawberry daiquiri?
Well, no, I'm thinking of, like, okay, so there's a shot called the Horstachio, which is, like, a pistachio in vermouth with a fucking horse hair in it. And you drink that, and it's like, taste of real horse. And
that's
there's
a Tesco meal deal.
But, like, what were the other... There's, like, Fudge Hog, is that their name?
I don't know. I only played one of them. I didn't even know they had names.
Yeah, so we have, like, the Flutterscotch, which is, like, you know, it's a piece of butterscotch in vermouth with a moth in it. Or like a bunny comb, which is like a piece of honeycomb in vermouth with a rabbit's foot. Vermouth is the only drink I know for some reason.
Oh no, well there's loads. There's like a... I don't know any of them either now. List of any... cocktails, there we go. We'll pick up some.
Yeah.
Okay, what can we do with... okay, what can we do with... Here's a good one. What can we do with Death in the Afternoon?
Oh, Death in the Afternoon. Okay, so... Well, the thing is that we're going to name the cocktails after the piñatas, right? That's the whole point.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we have, a sherbet, which is some sherbet with, like, you know, some vodka and, like, a bit of orange juice and also some bat guano.
What if I find one with... What if I find the vermouth cocktails just for you? there isn't. There's not one on this list. Okay. I don't actually know what vermouth is.
It's like a kind of beverage.
No shit. Oh, here you go. Vermouth cocktails.
There's a Mallow Wolf, which you could put, like, you know, a marshmallow... And, like, some nice vodka and vermouth.
Stop saying vermouth!
It's a fun word!
It's pretty fun. Apparently, vermouth is just a weird wine.
Okay. Anyway, I think we're getting a little bit too hyper-fixated on this. That's a vignette. We make it a fun battle royale game that also has a line of cocktails.
Maybe that's what they have inside them is our brand of cocktails.
Oh, okay. So, like, we now teach the children for alcoholism. So, like, they break open the thing. They're like, yay. Oh, cool. You get cocktails in the game. Mom, buy me this vermouth. And you buy it and the kids drink it and they get addicted to booze. Very good.
I do love some of these, like, fucking cocktail names like Suffering Bastard.
Yes, pretty good. That's great.
Oh wait, I was gonna say that's a joke for piñata, but then I realized piña colada is just that's just
no. That's good. Anyway, moving on. Do you want one or do you want me to give you one?
Give me one, Daddy.
You want it, baby?
I want it.
Right, in
I
that
got
case,
it.
Give me 1 second. This one comes to us from Tyro. Thank you, Tyro, for the suggestion. It is called Captain Sabretooth, or in Norwegian, Sabeltan. He's a pirate. He's known as the most dangerous man on the seven seas. Okay. It was a play for children originally, and then a game and a couple of movies. I think he's like just like a Swedish, no, not Swedish, Norwegian sort of pop culture icon, Captain Sabretooth. So let's look that up.
I really hope that it's not like the last Scandinavian thing we looked up where it's secretly really racist.
Yeah, hopefully it's not incredibly racist, Tyro. Please don't let this be racist. it's a long-running series that centers around the pirate. Several stage plays, theatrical films. So from what I can understand, this is like the Norwegian version of Lupin the Third.
I guess.
Except he's a pirate and not a thief.
Okay, I think I got the wrong thing, because Captain Sabretooth is a person, right?
No, he's a pirate.
Yeah, no, that's the same. Pirates are people, you fucking idiot.
Hey, you're right, but still.
But I just found one that's just, it's like, it looks like a barbarian... That's actually just a saber tooth with a walrus who's
I'll send you a link. Hang on, I'm putting a link.
I've got it, but I need this to be witnessed because it's great. I love him. I don't know who this thing is, but I love him.
Oh, I love him. He's fantastic. Oh, that's what so that's so fucking great. Cool.
That's my next D&D character.
Fucking walrus pirate. Love that. So what does he do though? The premise. Here we go. He's ahead of a band of pirates. He's sailing together in their ship. There's Pirate Wally, a fat and clumsy man. Tiny, a young guy fighting for recognition from other pirates.
Mood.
They just do stuff, I think.
They just go around and do crime. I actually used to... There was a like a Norwegian girl in my class. Unfortunately, she graduated this year, because I'd love to just go up to her and be like, hey, what's up with Captain Sabretooth? Tell me. I have to know.
He's got an amusement park. This motherfucker's like legit popular in
yeah, he's fucking baller,
in Norway. Okay, so how can we ruin Captain Sabretooth and his terrible piracy?
What if he's just an actual pirate, but we like still broadcast it to children?
Okay, so he's like you know, going around the Somalian Peninsula, like robbing oil tankers and shit.
I meant like a historical pirate.
Oh,
like not a modern one.
Okay, so how are we gonna what do we use, like time travel camera technology to kind of broadcast it live to the children, or like what's the game here?
Well, no, like it's just like a fucking. Like a really high production. Like this is gonna be the new Game of Thrones, all right? We got okay. David, we got DB Weiss and David Benioff to write it. It's gonna be great, and it's just gonna be bad, yeah. And it's just really like historically accurate. So he's just like really ugly. He's constantly filthy. He's got scurvy. He's got no teeth. He's got syphilis. Like he's just fucking gross, and he just kills people. And, like, at the end of the episode, we just is like, and the moral of this story is, stay in school. But there's nothing hinting at it. He's just a pirate. And then he's just like,
hey, yeah, stay in... Hold on, what's stay in school?
I don't know, and I don't even want to attempt it.
I'm going to do it. Oh, this is God. My time.
Oh, no. Pyro, if you're listening, I'm sorry.
Don't be. Oh, it's even got Norwegian prepared.
Oh, God.
I don't know why I had Norwegian on Google Translate.
Oh,
that.
No. This is going to be awful.
Stay in... Oh, this is already looking bad. That's stay in. Stay in school, kids. Blee in Skolabarn!
Oh, God. Fucking... Okay.
That was actually pretty close!
Okay. Fair enough.
Blee in Skolabarn. That's how they say it. Okay. That's stay in school, kids.
Okay, fantastic. So... So Captain Sabretooth, then he goes and does piracy, and we broadcast that to the children. I kind of like the idea that he's just like some episodes, he's just like sitting in his like little pirate hole, drinking for 30 minutes uninterrupted.
Yeah, like a lot of it is just like the daily life of a pirate was just sitting around doing shit.
And
he just
looks directly to camera and tells you the story of like, did I ever tell you about the story of how Pinky lost his fucking leg? Let me tell you this story, child. So what happened was we were kidnapped by marauders and we were thrown onto an island. Pinky had to cut his leg off to give us something to eat. It was terrible. It took 14 hours to cut it off because we had to use a rusty spoon. It was awful.
Yeah, and then like he's like, and you know how Wally lost like half of his like both of his legs?
Gangrene. They wrote it off. It was horrible. It took months.
And you want to know how Aunt Bessie lost her left arm? Marijuana, don't do it. I like that. Yeah. Just random anti-drug.
Do you know why red ruby is it doesn't travel around anymore? Syphilis. Just that's it.
Make sure you use condoms.
Wrap that trouser snake. Or it'll rot off like red ruby.
So Captain Sabretooth, a surprisingly moral pirate, adventures of his coming to you very soon. And who knows, maybe he finds a friend and opens another amusement
park. No, he's
too
broken. Nothing will ever bring him joy. The ship is called the Dark Lady.
Yeah, it's a good name for a ship.
Yeah, it's actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
I kind of want the ship to be called a fat and somewhat clumsy man. I don't know why.
Okay, so the ship is now called the Fat Somewhat Clumsy Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the new name of the ship too, so we'll do that. So there we go. I hope you enjoy this new thing.
That's just for me, though.
That's just for Jay. That's just for Jay. We'll go to break real quick, and then we'll come back. So Jay, you ready to join me? Are we going to go to the? Are we going to have to go through the Renaissance Fair to get to the ad break?
Yeah, I've prepared like some suits of armor.
Okay, cool. So let's put those on.
And also, I prepared like personal like crests for us. So mine's just a really smelly like pound, like £10 note.
Okay.
And yours is just a penis.
Of course it is. And I love that you picked a penis for me, the man that enjoys penis sometimes. You fucking homophobe.
That's a vagina on there.
There's so much more to me than just dick, my friend. That I'm a living human being with wants and desires more than just putting cock in my mouth, you homophobic asshole. How dare you? I love you, really. I'm just kidding.
I'll draw a person attached to the dick because that would make
you
feel
better. Thank you. Fuck. Okay.
But he's fucking another guy.
Yeah, obviously. God.
Sorry, I had to spend a lot of time with Eleanor, like, when union, so I'm just a terrible person now.
Let's head to break. Cowing around, trapping the storks, stomping about. Stamping the crop, chopping the salt. Hello, welcome to the ad break zone part of the show. That was a surprisingly sort of like chill Ren Faire, actually. They're just in all the halls. There was this guy trying to sell me some like haunches and meat, which was interesting. But other than that, it wasn't too bad. It was all right.
Yeah, this one guy was like, he was like a jester came up and was like, oh, do you want me to perform a performance for you? I was like, yeah, sure, go on, bro. And then he just insulted me for 20 minutes, so I stabbed him with a long sword. Turns out, like, when I hired them, I didn't tell them that we'd have actual weapons.
Oh, okay. Probably should have done that. There was this bit of it where this guy come up to me and he was like, riddle me this, riddle me that. I'm the riddle man. Give me your shit. It wasn't a really good rhyme. He was
one
trying.
One guy was like, stand and deliver. But I was sat down. I was like, I don't remember what to do, mate.
Can't stand. I can hear the gulls just outside your window.
You should hear them at 5 a.m.
I don't want to hear them at 5 a.m. No, I have heard them at 5 a.m. They woke me up.
They suck. That's the thing about living on the high screws. They just fucking... They're everywhere.
It's like, we own the fucking place, motherfucker.
Wednesday is the worst because you have the sports societies and the fucking seagulls.
Fucking
and they're as loud as each other.
Just sweaty boys and sweaty birds just fighting and stealing your chips. You know who won't steal your chips, though? The staff at Slurp.
Yeah.
That was a weird seg. Slurp is a dessert store. It is in Oswestry, which is a town near here. By that, I mean it is not anywhere near Mount Everest. It is, in fact, in England, in buttfuck nowhere. But should you be in buttfuck nowhere, they got your back to help you get through the day. They got all kinds of good desserts, treats, and tasty stuff for you to enjoy. They've got a lot of eco-friendly options like bamboo straws and reusable cups and stuff. And it's all real good, real nice shit, so I'm told. If you go there and want 10% off, which you should want to do, by the way, you just mention our show and you get 10% off your order, which is fucking sick, if you ask me. Ain't that right, Jay?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Also, unlike sports societies and seagulls, they wash their dicks. Yeah. I had to get my dick reference in somehow. It's the only way I could think
of. And you know what they say about dicks. Lions eat them first.
Oh, yeah. Like me. Lions are akin to me and eat the dick first.
I've not had a message back from Sonic yet, which I'm very upset about. God
save I swear Sonic. To God, the only person that Sonic Hedgehog Twitter replies to is fucking Aaron Hansen.
Yeah.
Like, fuck.
It's the only fucking guy that they like. I thought it was really cute that fucking when Aaron like sent in like an ask me to their like when they were doing like an ask us anything thing and Aaron sent theirs in, he said, why does Robotnik, and like they, he used Robotnik instead of Eggman, and so instead of calling him Ego Raptor, the voice actor for Eggman said like Aaron Hansen. I thought that was great. I don't know why, I thought it was really cool. Anyway, you know what else is really cool? Our Twitter page. You can find us at TOTCcast on Twitter and tweet about our show, you fucking asshole, because we want more people to know about it. It's a funny comedy show. So tell all your friends using Twitter. If you do and you follow us, you might get named my best friend for the week. My best friend, yours and mine, 69. Ha, nice dude. Yeah, I don't know where I was going with that, but you might get named my best friend. Much like my best friend this week, Sam Throssell at A Week Old Salad. Thank you, Sam, for your constant support. What are you laughing? Don't laugh at his Twitter handle. That's one of our fans, you piece of shit. Don't laugh at our fans.
I just like to imagine. That's such a great insult, though. Like, you fucking weak old salad. Piece of shit.
Some of these people give us money. The least we can do is not insult them.
You fucking degenerate weak old salad. I'm going to start saying that.
Thank you, Sam, for the thing I have to listen to every episode now. You dick.
Owen, don't be such a fucking weak old salad, you piece of shit.
Oh, good. This is a thing, isn't it? So be like Sam, follow us on Twitter, and do the good thing that you do so good. Anyway, that said, Jay, let's get back to the episode, shall we? Are we going to have to put Suits of Armor back on, or, like, what's the plan here? What's the play?
Yeah, obviously.
Is that going to take, like, 15 minutes? And I just hang on. Squire, assist me with the armor. He's on the way.
Oh, wait. I think the guy who asked me to be a jester actually said, who's my, like, am I Owen Squire? And I misheard him. I'm not Owen Squire.
Shit.
Tell you what, I'll ask Noel.
That was my cousin's kid, man. Fucking, just come on now.
Well, then he shouldn't have been such a fucking weak old tower then, should he? If it makes you feel any better, I ate my Squire.
Cannibalism is a running theme with you on this podcast, and it makes me concerned to know you.
I ate him dick first, in case you're wondering.
I know for a fact that should the apocalypse ever come and you and I are together, you will kill and consume me before anything even bad even really happens.
So I was like, oh my god, Russia is like nuked the world. And I just like, I'm already eating someone like, this is my time. And they're like, what the fuck, they haven't even landed yet. I've got to get a head start.
Gotta get in early.
Why are you eating his dick? I've got to keep the character.
I'm in character, my dude. Come on now.
It's the only way I'm going to stay sane through the apocalypse. Let's go back to the main room. I've got some more squires to kill and or eat.
Let's do that. We'll see you all over there. Fuck you. Hello, welcome back to the main bulk of the episode. Jay, how you doing?
I ate too many squires, I've got indigestion.
Yeah, please don't eat all the squires. Some of those are like here for like bring your kid to work day. Like, hang on real quick. Jay, that one's still got a name tag on. Does that say McNamara or am I going crazy?
I don't know. I can't read.
Sometimes I have concerns about sort of like, you know, how good are we at improv, and then just shit like that just flows out naturally like a like water from a spigot. Fucking hell. Okay. You good?
No, never.
No, neither am I. Let's do this then. You got another one? Or do you want me to give you one?
I met a guy recently who's never read a book.
Sorry, no. Stop the podcast. You met someone who's never read a book.
He never read a book.
How have you got through life without reading any book?
I don't know. We were like, my friend was giving us a lift. And her boy, like, she said something like, go read a book. And I was like, I don't know what I said. But she was like, oh no, he's never read a book. And I was like, what the fuck? Have you never read a book? And he was like, yeah, I've never read a book. I was like, what is wrong with you? He's pretty chill though. He's a nice guy.
You still gotta read a fucking book though.
I know. The last thing I said to him after they dropped us up at the train station was read a book. And I just left.
I'm pretty sure they make you read books. Like, at school and stuff. Fucking Jesus. Anyway, do you want to do one, or shall I give you one?
Oh, what was the one I had? Banjo-Kazooie.
Banjo-Kazooie is also made by...
I've never played it!
Also made by fucking Rareware. So, Jake's got like a real hankering for like British developers of fun cartoony video games at the moment. So, Banjo-Kazooie...
And human flesh.
Banjo-Kazambum. Is a Nintendo 64 platformer in which you play a bear and a bird, and you have to rescue your sister from being kidnapped by an evil witch and having her beauty stolen. And you do that so by collecting sentient jigsaw pieces.
Isn't Bramble Kazamble also famous for like traumatizing loads of people with like various enemies?
Yeah, and like there's like H1, the guy always tells the story of like the sea mine that like is sentient and like tries to kill you. I have vivid memories of the shark from Treasure Cove. That thing always freaked me out. Banjo Bazambum is also responsible for a lot of children thinking, wow, okay, sexy is a thing that you can be. So in the bad ending for Banjo Kazambum, I need to keep thinking of ways to say Banjo
Bumbo Kazumble.
In Bumbum Kazumble, There's a bad ending whenever you quit the game or lose or get a game over or lose your lives or whatever. And in it, the witch succeeds with her plan. They have a cutscene for where she succeeds. She steals the beauty of your sister and she turns into an ugly little gremlin fucker. But the witch gets really, really hot and weird. Give me one second. I'll try and find a photo. Hot Gruntilda will probably get me there. Yeah, hot Grunty. There we go.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah, she's like legit kind of hot. She's kind of like big titty emo GF with green skin. Yeah. I'm kind of into it. It's
like the hot orc fantasy D&D character, like, everybody inevitably makes.
Yeah, everyone makes a hot orc at some stage. And it's just weird. So, like, we could just make Banjo-Kazooie really fucking sexy. Instead of having enemies, like, traumatize you, just have really fucking sexy ones. Like, the shark is, like, really fucking hot. He's, like, a big, hot, muscly dude. And then, like, you know, the sea mines are just, like, hot ladies that are so hot they blow up. Or something.
Like, yeah, they're just incredible. Like, they're not like sexual. their temperature is just so high that they detonate.
Yeah, they're just that.
And they're like running towards you to get them to help you. And it's actually kind of sad. Oh, that would be horrible.
Oh god, that'd be awful.
That's actually kind of sad. That's actually worse.
That's worse. We made it. Mission successful. We did it. Yeah.
What if this? It's a sequel, and like. Gruntilda succeeded, but then was like, everybody should share in this, but didn't realize that inevitably that it all causes great pain and drives them insane, and it's just really depressing.
Oh, okay, so then it's like a fun, like, you know, survival horror slog. Like, it starts out like a normal Banjo, like, level one is like a normal Banjo game, and then level two, it gets a little bit more insidious, and then by, like, level nine, you're just fucking, like, slogging your way trying to find some fucking jiggies, but then you got Pyramid Head, but sexy, like, trying to fuck you. And, like, please, God, kill me, but also do sex to me, Banjo, please. And then the final boss is just hot Gruntilda having a really bad inferiority complex or something.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah, Sam, we did it. There we go.
And then, obviously, we make a second game, which is also pretty good. And then the third game, we hype it up, and then we make it a racing game.
So that's Bungeum Kazumblum, or Bing Bang Kazimbomb. That'll do, yeah. Bing Bang Kazimbomb. We make it very, very hot. And also or very psychologically damaging.
BBW MILF. I don't know.
BBW Cream Pie.
Yeah, with a K.
With a K, obviously. You can't have the K in there. fucking hell. Let's do another one then. You got one more?
My other one was Mass Effect, but there's a risk to that.
Yeah, there's a risk that we'll end up just talking about Mass Effect again, which I want to be careful about. So let's
use a suggestion. We've had two of mine, let's do two.
Okay, let's go to our unofficial sponsor, JediesParadise.com. In fact, no, I've actually got one. Fuck Jedi's Paradise, they're assholes. They won't come on our show. I've got an idea, which I think could be quite fun. Let's talk about, Jay, Heelys.
Who?
Heelys. They're shoes Heelys. With wheels in them.
Heelys.
Yeah.
Yeah,
do you remember these?
I remember Heelys.
Heelys are little shoes with wheels. I thought these were the fucking coolest shit when I was a kid. I wanted a pair so fucking bad.
Everybody did.
Yeah, they're still around.
I forgot they're still around.
Yeah, still around. Still do stuff.
Earned $5.6 million in 2011.
Yeah, I think they're kind of basically just doing stuff for soap shoes now.
The fuck is soap shoes?
Oh, you don't know what soap shoes are?
No.
So soap shoes are like shoes that you can put on your feet to kind of grind on rails. Do you ever play Sonic? Right, you play Sonic Adventure, right?
Yeah.
Sonic Adventure 2 specifically. When the grinding on the rail, they're like shoes with divots in, with like a plastic, hard plastic that you can like grind on rails with.
That's dumb as hell.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Would you? What? Yeah. Outside of, like, the Sonic... What fucking... Hold on. No, shut the fuck up. What fucking national infrastructure, like, funding would you need to create any scenario in any, like, area of the world for that to be necessary?
Just any
in
handrail.
Any way?
Or stone ledge. But, like, just any...
but
they're
so
anywhere.
Stupid because none of them are the same size. They're all different sizes and shit. It's so stupid. Also, a lot of them have fucking fucking covers and shit on them. What the fuck? That's so stupid!
I've never heard you this angry about something.
Like,
before.
Even Heelys is dumb as hell, but at least it's vaguely, okay, I guess. You can move at speed in sort of comfort, but if you fuck it up slightly. You're gonna crack your skull. Why grind shoes?
Called soap shoes.
The skill you would need to master that is more than just learning how to grind on a fucking skateboard.
They're called soap shoes.
Why are they called soap shoes?
I don't fucking know. That's just what they're called.
Do they wash your feet as you grind? Is that the feature?
Oh, it should be. That'd be cool. That'd be a good way to get the kids to wash their feet.
That's so.
Can you just figure out for a kids to get to
the world is dying and people are making grind shoes.
Soap shoes.
What the fuck?
How can we ruin Heelys then? How do you think we can ruin Heelys?
We make grind shoes.
Okay, those already exist. So this we need to come up with like our own weird shoe that allows someone to do a specific.
What
thing.
If it's just toeies?
Toeies.
So you just lean forward and sit back.
Or do-
The wheels are on the front, so like you lean forward, put all your weight, and just fall flat on your face.
Yeah, and it comes free with grind shoes, so that when you use the grind shoes, and then you're like, oh, I might as well try these toeies. You face plant and kill yourself because you were stupid enough to buy fucking soap shoes that don't even wash your feet.
But our soap shoes do wash your feet as you grind.
Yeah,
as you pull off sick grinds with your as you soap real good. They wash. Yeah, soaping is a verb as well.
And also, like, the toeies come with tracking devices so that I know where you live so I can come to your house, kill you in your sleep for buying fucking soapy grind shoes.
That's the episode, Kyle.
You're a fucking capitalist degenerate who was like, oh, I could be a considerate fucking consumer, but I buy soap shoes. And also, you sound like Patrick Starr for some reason. But Patrick Starr would buy soap shoes and stab his stupid fucking starfish ass in the face.
Are there any shoes we can make that do something else? So, like, we've got shoes that like let you run, and we've got shoes that let you grind, and we've got shoes that let you
murdered.
Wheel. Have we got any shoe that let you? I don't know. Like, what else can we get? Make shoe that let you do a thing.
What if we have shoe that like marches you towards like.
The nearest incinerator.
Companies that support left-wing policies. So
okay. Shoes that have guillotines built into the heel.
And we call it cucking shoes.
The cucking shoe.
For the soy boy of the future.
Yes, comrade. I like the way you think.
And they've all got red stars on them.
Yes! The shoes of the workers will ride... The shoes of the workers will march us toward a better, brighter tomorrow.
The company
comrade.
We make is not called Proletariat, it's called Proletariat.
Ah, I like that. Proletariat, because like, we're pros. We've got to try and attract the skater sort of market. So yeah. Like the it's got two stressed syllables. Proletariat.
Proletariat.
That sounds like a Pokemon.
Yeah. Oh my god, can you imagine if we made a mod for like Pokemon, but we just like there's only two Pokemon, there's like there's the bourgeoisie and proletariat, and the only moves that the proletariat can use is eat, and then all the bourgeoisie Pokemon is oppress, and then like eventually like what oppress does it means is that the proletariat can't move for like four turns, and then eventually the proletariat just eats the bourgeoisie.
Yeah.
It's my very long wind say of eat the rich. Seize the means. Proletariat should have two moves. It's eat and seize.
Oh, fucking hell. So
those are the new types. When socialism takes over and like Nintendo has to make like socialist Pokemon, we're adding two new types. It's proletariat and bourgeoisie. And the
I kind of want to go down the list of all the original 151 and decide which of these Pokemon are bougie and which are proles.
Like,
We should do that.
We should schedule that and record it.
We should definitely fucking do that. Let's talk about that after we turn the mics off, because we're doing that now. Fucking hell. Okay, so that's this week's product. Then we've got shoes with guillotines and also soapy. Clean shoes that clean and shoes that kill.
Yeah. No. Shoes that bring freedom and shoes that clean.
Eat the rich.
That's at proletariat.com. Head over there and buy your new shoes. And also, you can do a sick skateboard flip over our headquarters if you want. So, thank you so much for listening to our program this evening. It's been called Think of the Children.
If we ever get to a point where we can make like start selling merch like shoes, I think we should send some money to like poverty charities.
Oh, obviously, yeah. I fully intend. If this show ever gets like big enough that we start making like a decent amount of money, we like profit proceeds will go to
charity drives.
I want to do a charity drive, like a 24-hour podcast, but that would sound bad.
Yeah, we do 24-hour stream.
Because, yeah, we could do that. Because we've only got, like, enough energy to do the podcast for an hour. Like, we've tried to do two back-to-back podcasts.
And
it's
gone.
And it
always come out bad.
And it always went bad. So,
do you know what never goes bad, though?
What's that?
Eating the rich.
Hell yeah, dude. The flesh of the rich always tastes good. What the fuck are you doing to your mic right now?
I just picked it up for some reason.
Okay. So, thank you so much for listening to our broadcast this evening. It's called Think of the Children. Keep circulating the tapes. Before we go, I just want to talk about some stuff real quick. If you enjoyed the show, you can support us in a number of ways. First way you can do that is social media. Follow us on Twitter at TOTCcast. You can tweet your suggestions to us using the hashtag TOTCcast or like DM us or something. I don't fucking know. If you do that, you might also be named my best friend, just like Sam at A Week Old Salad. Jay, shut the fuck up. Yeah, you can do that. You can go like our Facebook page, facebook.com/TOTCcast, just search for TOTCcast. It should get you there. If you prefer to see us in your newsfeed with all your friends and all their photos of their dog and all that other shit and that one racist post that your uncle makes every couple of weeks or whatever, we can be in there instead. Or you can join our Discord server, the link to which you can find on our website, which is totcast.com, which is where you can find all our shit. And that's that. If you want to give us money, you can do that. You can go over to patreon.com/totcast and give us a monthly donation in order to help keep the show. Well, the show is free to produce now, but like we use the money to improve the show. We're close now to being able to get Jay a decent microphone set up.
Yay!
I'm gonna dip into it to buy a new mic stand because my mic stand is fucked. It took me a good half an hour to get it to work for this episode. And it probably won't be able to replicate this, so I may have to use it to buy a new mic stand. So thank you all for your generous support. If you do that, you know you get all kinds of cool benefits, as well as a shout-out on the show, much like our esteemed patrons, Jelly, Sarah Meaden, and Ramona. Thank you all so much for your continued support. It means a lot to us. If you want to buy some merch, you can go over to bit.ly/totcshop and purchase some merchandise. It's all really good stuff. It goes through Redbubble. We have like phone cases and t-shirts that say dab on the fascists. There's like mugs and stuff. So like go pick that up. This is slowly becoming a lefty podcast, isn't it?
Slowly.
It started as a lefty podcast. What are you talking about?
It's us. It always was going to be a left-wing podcast. A cynical, cynical left-wing podcast.
A very cynical lefty podcast. On that note, Neil deGrasse Tyson, go fuck yourself. Yeah, so go buy our merch, go link in bio, all that good shit. And thank you so much for sticking around. Jay, is there anything you want to plug real quick?
Yeah, eat the rich.
Anything else?
Seize the means.
Anything of your work that you want to plug or anything?
I haven't done any work on anything that's mine for 7 months, so I feel disingenuous promoting it.
Big mood. Big fucking mood. It's the reason
I
paused the Patreon last
month. I am trying. This semester was not easy to do like personal stuff because it was really rough with work. Some personal stuff was going on, and also I like basically filled my time with running a very, very in-depth D&D campaign, which I put way too much work into the world building. But I am simultaneously working on 3 chapters of the Wanderer's Realm at the same time at the moment. I haven't done any work in a couple weeks, but it's getting there. I'm nearly finished one of them and I'm halfway through
that's the other one.
Hopefully, basically, the next time I post anything, it will be like 3 chapters to make up for the 7 month gap. And then I'll hopefully be able to work on it more because my master's semester, apart from some of the most intense shit ever, you tend to have a lot of free time in the second semester. So,
yeah. If you want to know what I'm doing, you can follow me on Twitter at the Owen Piper. I'm a creature of whimsy. I kind of just do stuff according to my whims. So just follow me over there. You'll find out whatever it is I'm doing. I'm going to start streaming more, hopefully, and just all sorts of other shit.
Also, because I don't know if we want to talk about this off thing, but I can mention it as well. But I have a stable internet connection and a lot of free time because I have my own place. So for the rest of August, I'm not going to be doing anything. And for most of September, I'm probably also not going to be doing anything. So we can stream together as well.
Fuck yeah, dude. Let's do that.
Limited amount of games, obviously, because my laptop's a piece of shit.
Dying. Obviously. But
we could do like Stellaris or some shit.
We'll figure something out. We could do some streams. That'd be fun. Watch your space on that, I guess. That said then, I think we're all wrapped up. Don't forget, our 50th episode will be premiered live. We're gonna keep going on that. It'll be a live episode. Broadcast exclusively on Chatterbait. So get ready for that. I have decided that is where we're hosting the broadcast. Mostly because I kind of wanna see the very confused people that join saying where are the dicks. I want to masturbate and I don't want to laugh at this comedy show, but it's going to be on Chatterbait, so look forward to that when we eventually do it. I need to set up a Chatterbait account. That's gonna be a whole thing.
I don't know. It might be against terms not like of anything else.
It might be against terms of use. Hang on, let me just.
Wait, is this for streams? Yeah.
Yeah.
What the fuck are we doing on Chatterbait for? There's like so many streaming services.
No, I'm doing exclusively the 50th episode
of
TOTC on Chatterbait. I'm going to have to look into that to make sure we're not breaking terms of use and we're going to get our account suspended halfway through. But we'll see how we get on, I guess. So yeah, join us for that. And so we're going to go now. But I think before we do that, Jay, I think we've got time just for a quick word from our sponsors for the week. So who was that this week, Jay?
Our sponsors are the People Refrigerating Company, which I have personally taken great joy in using. So everybody knows. Sometimes you just murder people in a fit of rage. You're not that hungry. You don't want to let this food go to waste. What you should do is you should call up our friends at the People Refrigerated Company. They'll be there right quick to take it and store it in people-sized fridges. And they'll be nice and cooled and chilled. They've even got, if you pay an extra £3 a month instead of their £5 a month service, you can freeze them for later consumption, and they'll even defrost it if you pay an extra £2 a month. They provide defrosting services for all your cannibalism needs.
Go to www.peoplerefrigeratorco.com for a 10% discount using our code LionEatDickFirst.
Yep.
My name is Owen Fiverr.
My name is not going to be said. You thought I'd forgotten, but I desire my £30,000.
We're going to go praise Cthulhu. You've been listening to Think of the Children. We got it in one. Thank you so much for listening. Tingo scrap!
Hello, mortals, and welcome to Half Damage, a Curse of Strahd actual play podcast with a twist like no other. Listen if you dare, for only horror and pain lurk inside.
It seems to be growing lollipops for some reason.
I need to cry. I'm so happy.
No, that's not what can we roll this?
I have stared into the abyss, and the abyss has frosted tips.
That is clearly not what I want. I squeeze to G's, Jerry.
I'm hovering on the doorway of Flavortown.
Jerry, you cut this out right now, or I swear.
Where there was nothing there before, now hangs a lifeless gray body that fixes its dead eyes upon you, or more accurately, fixes your dead eyes upon
No.
That's more like it. Venture in if you think you have the stomach for it. Find Half Damage on all podcast apps or on iTunes under podcasts. I can't wait for you to enter my domain.
Jerry, you're so f***ed.